A pivotal contest goes to overtime. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. A Senate race in Georgia heading for a runoff.
Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker will face off again in a runoff on December the 6th after Warnock, who was leading, fell just short of the required 50% threshold to claim victory.
We're going to make sure we have fair and honest elections. The counties are going to be prepared.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who says officials will be ready. Early voting must begin by November the 28th.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Senate races in Nevada and Arizona remain up in the air, but in Wisconsin,
the Fox News Decision Desk now projecting that Republican Senator Ron Johnson will defeat Democrat Mandela Barnes. Johnson earning a third term by less than 30,000 votes, calling it a win for truth and freedom, with his Democratic opponent, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, conceding the race.
We're going to organize for better. We're going to fight for better. And one day soon, together, we will all achieve better.
Barnes's boss, Democrat Tony Evers, beat his Republican challenger, winning his second term in Wisconsin. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden is expected to speak this hour about the midterms as Democrats breathe a sigh of relief.
The big takeaway here at the White House is that they say Democrats ran on the president's agenda, not away from it, and it was successful. They think that the president spoke to the issues that Americans care most about, including abortion and clean energy. But it is fair to at least question that, given that the president was an unwelcome visitor on the campaign trail in those swing states, his low approval numbers, and then also the Democrats' strategy in the end was effectively to put Trump on the ballot again.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. And on Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all closing in red territory. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A potential nationwide rail strike is averted, at least until early December. Two unions that rejected a deal with railroad companies have agreed to allow more time to vote on proposals, putting the brakes on a possible strike that could have major economic consequences. All 12 rail unions must approve their deals to prevent a work stoppage. Seven have ratified new contracts, and three others plan votes this month. Another provocation by North Korea.
North Korea launched a short-range missile on Wednesday. It flew at a relatively low altitude in keeping with its newer short-range missiles meant to evade missile defenses. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile was launched from the western town of Sukchon and flew across the country and then towards the waters off North Korea's east coast. Pyongyang has run roughly a couple dozen tests this year, more than any other year since Kim Jong-un took power.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Layoffs are underway at a major tech company.
Pink slips are flying at Facebook's parent company Meta in what could total thousands. And a message today to employees, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said, with a new economic environment, the company needs to be more capital efficient. So Meta's shifting more resources onto a smaller number of high priority growth areas like AI and business platforms. The Wall Street Journal reported Zuckerberg told hundreds of executives it was his overoptimism about growth that led to the overstaffing. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Why take a pill when the power of the mind could do the trick? A new study finds mindfulness meditation is just as effective as standard drugs to treat anxiety. Researchers randomly assigned patients to find mindfulness or daily use of a drug used to treat depression and anxiety. After 2 months, severe anxiety for both groups decreased by 30%. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.